This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 5, Royal Promise. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her." Our story begins with humans called to reflect the rule and reign of God. But people turned away, seeking to build their own kingdoms. This quickly turned to violence and oppression. And now humanity lives in rebellion rather than in harmony with God's rule. Even so, God called Abraham and Sarah. He came into their lives to make covenant promises, to reestablish them as a people living in harmony with God as king. Abraham and Sarah were an old and childless couple. The new start God made with them didn't look very promising. But God makes promises in unpromising situations. God promised to be their God, to bless them, and to make them a blessing on the earth. Then, tucked in with this packet of promises, came a powerful little seed. God said to Abraham, "Kings will come from you." And God said about Sarah, "Kings of peoples will come from her." What would that have been like, to hear God say that your descendants would be kings and queens on the earth? God is in the business of reestablishing right kingship on the earth. His promises to Abraham and Sarah would, in time, bear good fruit for their descendants and for the whole earth. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for your promises. Fill us with your Spirit so that your kingdom may come and your will may be done in us this day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.